我们一生的年日都是由时时刻刻所累积起来的。
Our whole life is composed in this little moment.
我们时时刻刻经历与主的同死。
Moment by moment, we experience the death of our Lord.
我们时时刻刻经历与主的同活。
And we also experience to live with Him.
时时刻刻经历到主的安慰。
Moment by moment, we experience His comfort.
经历到主的扶持。
His support.
在每一个时时刻刻的里面。
And all this moment.
主把他自己更多的赐给我们。
He has given us himself.
请我们一起来读一下加拉太书第二章第二十节和二十一节。
Let's all read the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 and 21.
我们知道这是保罗所做一个何等伟大的宣告。
This is a great proclamation by the apostle Paul.
请我们一起来读。
Let's all read together.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。我不废掉神的恩，亦若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。保罗在这边宣告说，他已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul here says that he's crucified with Christ.
他说现在活着的不再是我。
It's no longer that I live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ who lives in me.
我想这边这么重要的一个宣告，他讲到一个事实。
Well, right here, the proclamation talks about one fact.
他要我们能够进入。
He wants us to be able to enter.
前两天跟一个姊妹交通。
A while ago, I was talking with a sister.
他讲到说，这样的一个保罗所讲的，要怎么样努力来进入呢
？She was wondering how to enter, how does what the Paul described how to enter, how can this be true？
我们看见保罗所讲的是这么重要的一个真理。
We know that this is a very important truth that Paul speaks about.
我们的姊妹她也很受吸引。
Our sister is also having this longing and desire.
她的问题是说，我们要怎么样努力才能够进入
？Her question is how are we to enter？
但是我告诉她说，保罗在这里宣告的乃是一个事实。
I told her it says.Right here, Paul is describing a fact.
不是我们怎么努力来进入的。
It's not how we're supposed to enter.
那个关键在于相信。
The key is by faith.
好像我们传福音。
It's like preaching a gospel.
我们讲到耶稣基督的救恩。
We talked about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我们讲到主耶稣为我们受死。
We talked about how Jesus died for us.
我们讲到耶稣基督宝血的功效。
We talked about the power of his blood.
的确，主所做成的这一切都是一个事实。
All these, what the Lord has done, are facts.
他已经做成了。
He has finished.
就是在主耶稣在十字架上，他说成了。
It's like Jesus Christ on the cross. He says, all these are finished.
救恩已经完成了。
The salvation has been completed.
不是我们在努力再加上什么。
It's not that we are trying to add something to it.
所以我们传福音的时候，我们告诉人家说，只要相信。
So whenever we preach the gospel, we just said, just to believe.
这是白白的恩典。
This is a free salvation.
你只要信，你就得着了。
If you believe, then you can receive.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们常常发现，虽然这是一个最简单的
，But many times we realize that even though this is a simple fact，
但是对天人来讲，有的时候却是非常的困难。
But to us, many times it's kind of difficult to grasp。
所以今天我们无论蒙恩得救多久
，So no matter how long we have been saved，
我们实在是感谢神给我们的恩典。
We still thankThe Lord for His grace.
我们说那个信不知道如何就进到我们的心里。
We didn't know how this faith entered into our heart.
我说我不晓得那一刹那我怎么会相信的。
I didn't know how at that moment how I became a believer.
因为叫一个人做一些事情反而是容易的。
It's easy to tell someone to do something.
你看今天在世界上所有很多很多其他的宗教人，他有很多的要求。你看见这些人愿意付这么多的代价，他要去做。
And there are many religions out there that people were willing to pay the price to do things, to do work, to serve whatever they believe.
但是今天说只要相信,
but today we just said just to believe.
你信, 你接受,
if you believe and you receive and you you will obtain.
但是今天我们看见, 可能人觉得说, when
people will think that what kind of theory is that?
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says this is what the people will think what is foolish.
但是十字架的救恩, 十字架的救法, 是神的智慧, 是神的能力。
But the way of the cross and the salvation is the wisdom of God.
今天是同样的原则,
it's the same principle today.
我们如何因着简单的信,
how do we obtain the eternal life by simple faith?
我们的罪得着了完全的赦免。
How can we be forsaken by the blood?
今天神不只是叫我们得救,
not only that the Lord wants us to be saved today,
他要我们能够得胜,
He wants us to be overcome.
他不只叫我们成为神的儿女,
He not only wants us to be His children,
他要我们得着儿子的名分,
He wants us to obtain the sonship.
He wants
us to be a growing son.
He
wants us to be able to obtain to receive the inheritance.
Be able to
be part of what God has prepared for
us. 弟兄姊妹,
this is what the will of God upon us.
Our
salvation depends on our faith.
但是今天我们要能够进入这条道路,
but today, in order to enter into this path,
我们也同样的必须是从信来入门的。
It's the same principle that we have to through faith.
也就是说不是靠着我们的努力和挣扎,
it's not based on our work and our merits.
主耶稣已经为我们做成了,
Jesus Christ has done everything for us.
他死的时候, 我们在他里面与他一同死了。
When he died, we died with him.
他埋葬, 我们和他一同埋葬。
When he was buried, we buried with him.
他从死里面复活, 我们和他一同复活。
When he resurrected, we resurrected with him.
这是一个主已经完成的事实。
This is what Jesus the Lord has done already.
我们就要相信, 我们就在这个事实的里面。
If whenever we believe, we are in this fact. But today we found that this is quite difficult. And this is the reason why the Apostle Paul written this the book of Galatians. Why he faced such a great warfare. Because all it is to tell people, all you need to do is to believe.
你就能够进去了,
and then you will be able to enter.
人觉得说不是不是的,
the people will say, no, no.
人还要多么的努力,
you still have to do something.
有这么多的律法, 这么多的规条,
there are so many laws and regulations.
他们要去遵守,
they have to follow and fulfill.
所以这些加拉太的信徒,
so all these believers in Galatian,
他们得救的时候, 并没有这些律法的规条,
When they are saved, there are no regulation as such.
但是呢, 当他们得救了以后,
but after they're saved,
信犹太教, 犹太主义的人, 还要把一些规条加注在他们的身上。
All the Jewish people came and want them to follow their regulations.
所以保罗遇见一个很大的征战,
so Paul was facing a great warfare.
因为福音加上还要守律法, 这就不是福音了。
Because if gospel plus following to fulfill the law, then this is not the gospel anymore.
保罗在这边要告诉我们很清楚, 律法有它的功用的。
Paul says that the law has its function.
律法是圣洁的。
Law is pure,
是公义的,
is righteous,
是良善的,
it is
good.
It's good.
但是律法呢, 它的功用是显出我们的光景来。
But the function of the law is to reveal our condition.
好像说, 今天我们每一个人都是发烧的。
It's like we're having fever, all of us.
但是今天你拿一个温度计来, 量一量。
If you're using a thermometer to to measure.
这一量呢, 哎呀, 它是100度啊。
And you will find out this person is 100.
你说这是发烧了。
This person has fever.
这一个一量, 它是102度。
Oh, this person has 102.
它烧得更厉害。
The fever is more severe.
但是今天呢, 我们都是罪人。
But the point is that we are all sinners.
好像说我们都是发烧了。
It's like we are all having fever.
律法就像这个温度计来, 把我们一量。
The Holy Spirit comes and the law comes and said, oh, we are indeed having a fever.
今天不是温度计叫我们犯了发烧起来的。
It's not the thermometer, the instrument is causing us to have fever.
温度计是显出我们的光景, 我们的情形是发烧的。
It's just that to reveal our true condition.
今天神把律法赐下来。
Today, God has given us the law.
他有一个目的,
there is one purpose.
是叫我们知道说我们都是罪人。
To show us that we are sinners indeed.
所以没有一个义人连一个也没有。
So there is no one righteous man, not even one.
这个律法的要求摆在这里是一个最低的标准啊。
The law right here is only the minimum requirement.
但是没有一个人靠着我们自己, 我们能够做得到的。
And not even one of us by our own strength.
所以我们在加拉太书里面看见, 当神把律法颁布下来,
so we see that when the Lord, when God has given us the law through Moses,
好像人和神之间呢, 在那里有一个律法之约, 他们有一个约,
it seems like there's a covenant between human and God.
人要来遵守律法,
man supposed to follow the law.
人如果真能够遵守律法, 他们就能够一直活着。
If they follow the law and they can continue to live.
但是当律法颁布下来的时候, 我们知道说, 这些以色列的百姓, 他们好像也发誓, 他们也里面很有把握说, 我们一定能够遵守律法的。
And when this law was given by God, all the people who received it also feel like, yes, we want to follow the law and fulfill the law.
事实上就证明说, 没有一个人能够遵守。
But the fact is, nobody can.
所以呢, 律法把众人都圈在这个罪的里面。
So the law has all put us all in the in sin.
那现在到底是谁把这个约给破坏的呢?
Who has broken this covenant?
那今天是人, 因为人犯了罪。
It's human, it's man, because man has sinned.
因为人违背了律法。
Because man has fall against the law.
就好像我们人与人之间呢, 当我们有了一个所谓的签了一个约。
So between man, it's like between man we have signed a contract.
对, 那哪一方他是违约的?
If one side has failed to fulfill the contract.
那这个违约的一方是有赔偿的, 他要有责任的, 对不对?
And there's a responsibility and a compensation from that party.
可是当人跟神之间的这个约, 人违了约,
the covenant between God and man, if man failed to fulfill the covenant,
人没有办法来偿还,
the man has no ability to pay back.
你再怎么要求我, 我就是做不到。
No matter how much you require of me, there's no way I can pay back.
律法是圣洁、公义、良善的。
The law is pure, is righteous, and then it's good.
可是在我的里面没有圣洁。
But in me, there's no righteousness.
在我的里面找不到公义。
In me, there's no goodness.
在我的里面找不到善良。
And in me, there's no goodness.
所以呢，今天我们就在一个绝望的情形里面。
So we are in this desperate condition.
所以我们的神他看见人的苦情啊。
So God saw our condition.
所以他必须差遣他的儿子来到地上。
So therefore he has to send his own only son.
他为女子所生, 生在律法之下。
He's born under the law through a woman.
也就是说, 我们的主耶稣道成肉身, 他站在我们的地位上。
In other words, that the Jesus Christ became flesh will be one of us.
但是他来了,
he came.
他不是来废掉律法,
not to to do away the law.
他说律法的一点一画也不能废掉。
He says not even one word or a single punctuation can be do away.
但是主耶稣来了，他成全了律法。
But Jesus came to fulfill the law.
而且他超过了律法。
And not even over beyond the law.
当主耶稣为我们在十字架上要宝血流出来。
When Jesus Christ died for us and shed his blood on the cross.
宝血的里面最重要，活物的生命是在血的里面。
The life of a man is in the blood.
所以当主耶稣的血为我们献上。
When he he shed his blood.
这个血在父的面前。满足了父神所有的要求。
This blood has satisfied the Father's heart.
这个血是这样的宝贵。
This blood is such a precious blood.
哦，主耶稣在血的里面为我们献上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has given Himself for us in His blood.
这是一个何等宝贵的赎价。
Such a precious redemption.
世界上没有一个人能够付这样的赎价，除了耶稣基督以外。
No one other than Jesus Himself can pay this kind of price.
这个赎价付给神。
This price is paid to the Father in heaven.
满足了父神的心。
Satisfy His heart.
今天我们的主耶稣能够把我们从律法底下赎出来。
Now today that Jesus has redeem us from the law.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
今天我们站在一个蒙恩的地位。
Today we are standing at the a position of being great provided by grace.
我们今天不是靠着行律法来被称义。
It's not because our deeds to prove us that we are righteous.
我们说我们今天站在一个恩典的地位上。
We are standing at the position of grace.
我们因着信我们就被神称为义了。
Through, by grace we can be righteous.
这一切都是主做成的。
It's all done by our Lord.
但是当我们讲的时候，好像这是一个最简单的一个真理。
When we're thinking about this, this is the most simple truth.
都是主做成的。
It's all done by the Lord.
我们只要相信，我们就进入了，我们就得着了。
All we have to do is to believe, therefore we can enter.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
每一次我们来思想到保罗所遇见的征战，
Every time we thought about the warfare that Paul has to face,
我们觉得非常的稀奇。
We're amazed.
为什么有这么大的征战？
Why there's such a great warfare?
就是因为他所讲的这么简单，人以为愚拙的道理。
It's just because of this simple fact that people thought was foolish.
可是人里面这么难去接受它。
But it's such a difficult for a man to receive such a fact.
保罗说，这是神的大能，这是神的智慧。
Paul says, this is the power of God, this is the wisdom of God.
你只要相信，你就能够进入。
All you have to do is to believe and you will be able to enter.
弟兄姊妹，今天可能有好多好多的道路。
Brothers and sisters, there are so many ways out there today.
保罗说，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul said, I don't know anything but the Jesus who died for us on the cross.
所以我们看见说，传十字架的信息并不是那么容易的。
So it's not such an easy thing to preachJesus Christ and His cross.
并不是那么容易受大家欢迎的。
It's not very welcome for the most part.
因为我们天然生理里面总是有一部分我们想说我要怎么做。
Because in our natural life, we always want to do something.
所以当主耶稣他在讲说我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
So when Jesus said, my flesh is edible, my blood is, you can drink.
好多人说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
People will say this is such a hard statement. How can people receive it?
当主耶稣再进一步讲到说肉体是无益的。
When Jesus continued to say the flesh is useless.
我的话就是灵，就是生命。
My word is life and is spirit.
那门徒中多有离开的。
There are many people at that time left Jesus.
所以主说这是一个窄门啊。
So Jesus said this is a narrow gate.
这是一个窄路啊！
This is a narrow way.
真的找多的人也少。
The whoever founds it are few.
这个窄门不是因为你要努力，你要多好，这个标准很高，你不容易达到。
It's not because there are so many regulations or limit to limit people the number of people.
反而是为什么早读的人少呢？
But why there are just few people can find this gate?
因为这条道路就是这么的简单，需要我们简单的相信。
Because it's just a simple fact that we just have to come and believe in God.
在我们一生的年日，我们真的要求主一直开我们的眼睛。
We just ask the Lord to continue to open our eyes.
我们随时回到这个根基上。
We always come back to this foundation.
我们必须是从这个门进来。
We have to enter through this gate.
我们才能真实走十字架的道路。
Then we, therefore we can truly walk on the path of the heaven.
就像我们得救是怎么样简单的一信，我们就得着了永远的生命。
It's like how we receive the eternal life by simple faith.
同样，我们要进到耶稣基督的丰富里面。
And it's the same thing that we how we enter into the richness of God.
我们也是借着相信。
It's by faith.
他死了，我们与他一同死了。
He died, we die with him.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I've crucified with Christ.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
也许今天我们看说，哎，我还有好多天然生命的表现。
Today you maybe think that we have many natural conditions.
是的，我们进门了以后有一条很长的路啊。
After you enter the gate, there's a long path.
今天不是说你进了门以后你就完全了。
It's not because you enter the gate and you're complete.
哎呀，我们有好多好多的见证和故事。
There are many many testimonies and stories.
必须是进了门以后你有很多很多的经历。
It's after you enter the gate, you have many experience.
我们常常刚刚唱到诗歌，讲到时时刻刻。
We sing the song moment by moment.
我们在那里经历主。
We experience the Lord.
他的扶持，他的安慰。
His support, his comfort.
他在我们身上的工作。
His work on us.
他的医治。
His healing.
在我们时时刻刻在经历主的自己。
It's moment by moment we are experiencing the Lord.
但是我们不是经历了好多我们才来进门的。
It's not that to experience so much before we enter the gate.
我们乃是先进了门以后。
It's after we enter the gate.
我们可以有好多好多的经历。
Then we have so many experience.
我想保罗在这里他很清楚的要让我们能够知道。
Paul right here wants us to really understand.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。他说：“现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
他下面讲到说：“我如今在肉身活着。”
And the following is the life I've lived in this body.
所以今天神得着我们，不是一个好像一个空空的一个器皿，说没有你的功能了。
It's not that God has obtained us; it's like
empty vessel.
今天我们上次曾经讲过，每一个神的儿女都是他手中的杰作。Last time we talked about is all the children of God is His work.
我如今在肉身活着。
I live in the body.
是因神儿子的信而活着。
Is by faith in the Son of God.
我们时时刻刻经历这位活的基督就住在我们的里面。
Moment by moment we experiencing this Lord, this God who lives in us.
那样的宝贵。
It's such a precious God.
他与我们同行。
He walked with us.
与我们交谈。
He talked with us.
生命窄路与我们同过。
The narrow way that he walked.
当我们做不到的时候。
And when we cannot do.
在我们里面有一位复活的主
and there's a living God
他能够活出来
in us who can live out of us
他不只加给我们一点力量
he's not just giving us a little strength
我们的主就是我们的能力
the Lord himself is our strength
他不是加给我们一点温柔
it's not just he gave us a little gentleness
他就是我们的温柔
he is our gentleness
他不是加给我们点忍耐
It's not just giving us some patience.
他就是我们的忍耐。
He is that patient.
但是弟兄姊妹，这一位主在我们身上，要从我身上活出来。
But this Lord has to live out from me.
哦，这是主在我们身上一个何等荣耀的心意。
This is such a glorious will of God in us.
今天我们乃是因着信，我们能够进入在基督里。
Today is by faith that we will be entered into the Lord.
不在于我们的挣扎和努力。
It's not by our own struggle.
不在于这些犹太信犹太主义的，他们还要来遵守律法。
It's not like how those Jewish regulations and law that they have to follow.
我们来读一下加拉太书三章第一节和第二节。
Let's all read together Galatians chapter 3 verse 1 and 2.
无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？加拉太书告诉我们，我们乃是从圣灵入门的。
The book of Galatians tells us that we enter through the Holy Spirit.
我们是不能靠着肉身来成全的。
Not by our flesh.
什么时候我们在基督的里面？
Whenever we are in Christ.
好像一切事情都是这么的自然。
That everything becomes so natural for us.
当我们搭飞机的时候。
When we are taking an airplane.
我想最近你要去搭飞机，你特别要有信心，对不对？
Nowadays you have to have faith.In order to take the plane to travel.
你要相信这个飞机会带达把你带到那个目的地去。
You have to believe that this airplane can take you to your destination.
我记得有一次我要搭飞机搭到 San Jose.
Once I was taking an airplane to San Jose.
我的姐夫他要在那边等我。
My brother-in-law was waiting for me.
哎，我到了目的地以后，我东等西等的，怎么都没有人来啊
？But when I arrived, I was waiting and waiting and.I seen nobody showed up.
然后打电话去，他说他们早就出来了。
I call and then they said they already came out.
奇怪啊，他们也在机场，我也在机场，就是等不到人啊。
Well, they came out and I was in the airport too, but we just not seeing each other.
后来去问。
And then I went to ask.
他们还告诉我说，你到了不同的机场啊。
You went to the wrong airport.
上错了飞机啊。
You went on the wrong airplane.
但是当我上去的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们要有信心，这个飞机能够把我带到目的地去。
But brothers and sisters, when we are taking the airplane, we have to believe that this airplane will take us to our destiny.
这个飞机一个小时好几百英里啊。
Well, this airplane is very fast.
但是当你在飞机的里面，你有没有觉得你是哇，在那里哇飞得好快啊？
But when you are in the airplane, do you feel that you're in such a great speed?
很多时候，你如果闭着眼睛，你还不晓得你一个小时是几百英里在那里飞啊。
When you close your eyes, you didn't know how fast this airplane is going.
因为你在飞机的里面。
Because you're in the airplane.
今天我们到飞机的里面，我看你是要带着信心进去的。
Nowadays, we have to truly have faith to go up.To the airplane.
但是你进到里面以后，就不在于你的挣扎和努力。
But once you enter into the airplane, you don't have to struggle.
若是今天飞机在天上飞，我们在地上拼命跑，要来追飞机。
If today we're talking about if airplane is flying in the air and we're running on the ground,
你发现你永远也追不上的。
You'll find that you will never be able to reach or run.With their airplane.
就好像今天我们要得着基督的丰富，我说我还要来守律法，我还要来做这个做那个，我要靠我的力量来成全他。
It's the same thing like we are trying to do all these works to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
你跑得很辛苦啊。
You just keep running so hard.
你觉得我真的是非常的努力啊。
You think that we're just trying our best.
但是你发现一个律，就是说立志为善由得我，行出来却由不得我。
But you will realize that there's a law that even though we would like to do good, but we cannot.
你看那飞机在天上哗一下过去了， well, 永远也追不上的。
We see that airplane flew by and we will never be able to go after it by
running. 神的要求有的时候就是一个最简单的，你发现说我们自己永远也做不到的。
When the requirement from the Lord sometimes is very simple, which cannot be obtained by our own work.
他讲到说要饶恕人，像基督饶恕我们一样。
It says that we should forgive others like how the Father in heaven forgiven.
多少时候我们里面受了一点委屈。
Many times we feel that we are hurt.
We
have met some difficulties. That we need to forgive others.
啊, 我们真的发现,
then we realize that it's such a difficult thing.
For us. It's
not to tell us to grind your teeth to forgive.
It's
truly from your heart that you forgive this person.
饶恕到什么程度呢?
To what degree?
他说, 像基督怎么饶恕我们, 我们也要怎么样来饶恕人。
It's like the Lord has forgiven us. That's how we are to forgive others.
弟兄姊妹, 我们永远承认, 我们永远做不到。
We have to admit that we will never be able to do that.
我们天然生命差得太远太远了。
Our natural fleshly life is just such distance from such a requirement.
不是七次, 不是七十个七次。
It's not 7 times or 70 times 7, 7 times.
主说像他怎么饶恕我们,
it's like how he forgives us is unlimited.
所以主叫我们看见放下我们自己的挣扎和努力。
So the Lord wants us to see that we should put down our struggle and our work.
叫我们凭着信来接受。
By faith to receive it.
我们已经与他同死了,
we have crucified with him.
我们已经与他一同复活了,
we also resurrect with him.
今天基督在我里面活,
today that Jesus who lives in us,
他是我们的生命,
he is our life.
哦, 他是我们的力量,
he is our strength.
当在加拉太书里面, 保罗讲到说一人必因信得生,
in the book of Galatians, it talks about the righteous shall live by faith.
他说没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义,
no one can be justified before God by the law.
他说这是明显的,
it is obvious.
因为经上说一人必因信得生,
because the word of God says the righteous will live by faith.
意思就是说一人是因着信而能够活着的,
is that, in other words, that the righteous man is by faith that he can live.
那在旧约里面, 这一句话, 它是从哈巴谷书里面出来的,
this scripture is coming from Habakkuk.
那在哈巴谷书, 当时的背景, 我们知道, 他们是非常的凄凉,
in the book of Habakkuk, in that, that era, it was very desolated.
他那边里面讲到一些无花果树不发旺,
talks about the fig tree does not bear fruit.
葡萄树不结果,
the vine does not bear grapes.
他讲到好多的光景都是人没有办法,
it talks about many conditions that man cannot do.
好像他们只能等候那个犯境之民来攻打他们,
only talks about that all they can do is waiting for the enemies to come.
但是就是哈巴谷他说出来,
but Habakkuk said that the righteous shall live by faith.
虽然外面有这么多的艰难,
even though in our circumstances there are so many difficult situations,
但是他说到因着信而活着,
but he says live by faith he lives.
凭着信来面对这所有的艰难,
by faith he can face all these difficulties.
所以他讲完了许许多多的难处,
so after he talked about all these difficulties,
他们所面对的光景比我们今天任何人所面对的难处不知道大了多少,
their conditions were far worse than what we are facing today.
所以他能够说, 然而我要因耶和华的救恩而喜乐,
oh, but he says because of the salvation of the Lord that he should rejoice.
他说神使他脚如母鹿的蹄稳行在高处,
it talks about his feet is like the deer that can walk on the high ground.
这是讲到一人因着信他能够怎么样来活,
it talks about how a person shall live by faith that he can live.
所以在新约里面有三次引用这一节的经节,
so in the New Testament there are three part locations that talks about live the righteous shall live by faith.
Romans chapter 1 verse
17 talks about the righteous shall live by faith. The focus is on the righteous man.
罗马书特别告诉我们，没有义人，连一个也没有。
The Book of Romans told us that there's no one righteous man, not even one.
只有耶稣基督，他是那位义者。
Only Jesus Christ Himself is that righteous one.
在加拉太书，我们看见说，他也讲到义人必因信得生。
And we see also in the Book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 11.
那在这里特别让我们看见因着信。
Right here, it talks about because of belief by faith.
这是一个关键。
It is a key.
我们必须凭着信，我们来接受。
It is by faith we can receive.
今天没有一个人靠着行律法而能够被称为义的。
No one can by the work of the deed to fulfill the law.
只有义人必因信得生。
Only the righteous by faith can live.
加拉太书保罗在这里把这条道路来让我们很清楚的看见。
Paul has shown us this way, this path in the book of Galatians.
到希伯来书第十章，他也讲到义人必因信得生。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, he talks about the righteous shall live by faith.
说我们的义人是因信而能够活。
A righteous man is because of faith that we live.
说到是因着信而我们灵魂能够得救的人。
Because of faith that our soul can be saved.
神要得着一般神的儿女等候他的再来。
He wants to obtain a group of people before his second coming.
那关键在于我们因信得生。
The key is by faith to live.
我们看见到保罗在加拉太书里面他所面对这么大的征战。
We see that Paul is facing such a great warfare, in the book of Galatians.
今天这个征战弟兄姊妹其实我们在每一天生活中我们也都在面对。
And we are facing the same warfare in our daily life.
因为天然生命都是一样的。
Because natural life, the fleshly life is the same.
不只是加拉太的这些信徒。
Not only the believers in the Church of Galatia.
不只是在耶路撒冷的这么多的信徒。
Not the only the believers in the Jerusalem.
今天原则跟我们是一样的。
The principle is the same.
今天我们读加拉太书，我们不要觉得说，这是一个很好的教义。
Let us not to when we read the book of Galatians, it's not just a teaching, a good teaching.
这是保罗他讲的，的确是一个真理。
What Paul said is a truth.
今天若是神的话和我们没有办法发生关系的话，
if there's no reality and connection between our life and the Word of God,
它不过是一个客观的。
It's just a very objective.View.
但是神要我们借着信让所有主做成的对我们来讲成为一个主观的。
The Lord wants us to have this personal experience of His Word.
有些人会讲说 你这个保罗讲这些跟我生活什么关系啊？
Well, we'll think that what Paul said has what does it have anything to do with my life?
杨弟兄你在这个信息里面讲这个与基督同钉十字架跟我的生活什么关系啊？
Brother Timothy, what you mentioned about, I crucified with Christ, does it have anything to do with my life?
你是不是应该教导我们一点怎么样做人处事啊？
Shouldn't you teach us how we should be, how to live, well, how to, greet each other?
今天我的问题是我在家里跟我丈夫怎么相处啊？
My question is, how do I live, well with my husband in home?
那你说我已经与基督同钉十字架，这个跟我这个什么关系呢？
You say I crucify with Christ. What does it have anything to do with what I'm asking?
也许你说今天我的问题是我的老板他在那里欺负我。
Maybe your question today is how your boss is oppressing you.
你说现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活，这跟我什么关系呢？
And you said it's no longer that I live, but the Christ who lives in me. What does it has anything to do with me?
保罗不是说他来讲一个道理。
Paul is not here to say a theory.
保罗在这里陈述一个事实。
He's stating a fact.
这个事实跟我们每一天生活太有关系了。
And this fact has everything to do with our life.
时时刻刻。
Moment by moment.
我们就必须活在这个事实的里面。
We have to live inside this fact.
时时刻刻这个主所做成的事实要在我们的生活中能够实现出来。
And the word of God can be actually lived out through our daily life.
保罗好像他说他不知道别的。
Paul said, I did not know anything.
He only
knew Jesus Christ and he crucified on the cross.
This
is his message.
我想今天他来做婚姻辅导的话,
if Paul today is a counselor of
marriage counselor, 他可能会告诉你说,
he'll tell you, I don't know anything.
But I only know
Jesus and he crucified on the cross.
有人有亲子关系需要辅导,
if there is a parental guidance or
保罗说我不知道别的我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架
Paul will say I do not know anything but Christ and he crucified on the cross
今天可能我们的问题是说 这样会work吗 有用吗
Today we will ask does it really work
这就是保罗所遇见的挑战
This is what Paul has facing
我们每一个人都会问说 这个有用吗
Every one of us will ask Does it really work?
每一个人都盼望说 今天我们所学到的 在我生活里面真的有用
We'll ask like What we learn from the word of God Can this truly work in my life?
保罗说 这个是有用的
Paul says Yes, it works
但是人真的是很难相信
But man has such a difficult time to believe.
人说我还要守律法,
man will say, I still have to follow the law.
不可能就这样的信就得着了吧?
Not that simple to just believe.
我还要再做一点什么?
Shouldn't I do a little bit more?
我是不是还应该找一些的方法?
Shouldn't I find some other ways to...
保罗说不不不,
Paul said, no, this is it.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, we all have to face this challenge
today.
This is not an easy thing.
We see
Peter wants to know.
但是呢, 在加拉太书的里面, 他一个滑脚, 他好像就没有办法站在这个恩典的地位上。
But in the book of Galatians, he seems like he fell on this gospel.
因为那些从耶路撒冷来的, 他们的势力是很大的。
Because people from Jerusalem that time came over has such a great influence.
同样今天我们在这个世界, 我们遇到一个很大的一个力量。
Like today we're in the world has such a great influence.
这个力量是从我们天然人里面所出来的。
This came out of our natural fleshly life.
那么习惯绕着我们的肉身要来成全。
It's so natural for us to just do the flesh that we want to fulfill.
叫你放下你自己, 让主来活, 你说很简单, 其实很难的,
to put down ourselves and to live in the Lord is not that easy.
今天你说, 在我婚姻的里面, 基督是我们婚姻的答案。
It says in our marriage that Jesus is our answer.
但是你今天要真正的来进入,
But when you are truly trying to enter into it,
弟兄姊妹, 我们接着信, 我们就能够进入,
brothers and sisters, by faith, we can enter.
It's
no longer a theory.
我们就能够来操练, 我们就能够来学习,
it's very actual, very practical and what we can learn.
但是这个我们知道说, 这个门我们需要凭着信来进入的。
But this gate again is by faith that we can enter.
信是所望之事的实地。
Faith is what we have, the things has not seen.
是未见之事的确据。
Is the assurance of the things that has not been seen.
我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
We ask the Lord to open our eyes again.
看见主为我们所做成的。
To see what the Lord has done for us already.
何等一个恩典的地位。
Such a great position with the grace.
叫我们凭着信我们能够进入。
By faith so that we can enter.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous shall live by faith.
因信而活。
Live by faith.
今天有好多好多生命长进的故事。
There are so many stories regarding the growth of life.
必须是进了门, 我们才能够走这条路。
It's after we enter this narrow gate.
我们今天所要讲的就是保罗所说的, 这个是一个主所做成的。
What we talked about today is what the Paul says that the Lord has already done for us.
这是唯一的一条道路。
This is the only way.
我们求主保守我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们彼此勉励,
help us to encourage each other.
的确我们都会遇到很多的压力。
Sure, we will face many pressures.
今天我们自己天然生命里面也给我们很大的压力。
Our own natural life has given us ourselves pressure too.
但是我们知道，今天只有耶稣基督这位钉十字架的基督是我们所有问题的答案。
But today, now we know that the Lord who died on the cross for us is the only answer.
当我今天早间读到彼得在提摩太后书里面他所讲的话。
When I read this morning on Second Timothy, what Peter said.
我们知道提摩太后书是保罗他到最后所写的那一卷书。
We know that the Second Timothy was the last letter that Paul wrote.
他已经守住了所信的道。
He has kept all the what he believed.
他说美好的仗他已经打过了。
He fought the great fight.
他已经跑进了这条人生的 要跑进的这条道路。
He ran, finished the course of running of his life.
他传了这么多神的话。
He preached so much the word of God.
大声疾呼的。
He shout.
但是他到那个时候他怎么讲呢？他说亚细亚的人都离开了我。
But at that moment, what did he say? He said the people from Asia has left me.
他讲到时候到了，就说人厌烦那纯正的道理。
This is people rejecting that the pure teaching.
让我一想到说保罗他所面对的那个征战。
Whenever I thought about the warfare that Paul has to face.
我们今天同样在末后时代这么大的征战里面。
The same warfare that we're facing in this last generation.
我们的心的深处只有向我们的神来呼求。
Only thing we can do is to cry out to the Lord.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
保守我们。
To protect us.
叫我们没有离开这个纯正的真道。
So that we are not going astray from this truth.
当我们体会保罗他传讲那么多以后，当他看见亚细亚的人竟然离开了他。
After all his preaching, what Paul preached, and when he saw all the people in Asia left.
像主耶稣他传完信息以后人说这话甚难谁能听呢
It's like when Jesus finishing his preaching and people say how difficult these statements are.
甚至他的门徒多有离开他的。
And even the disciples of Jesus has left him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们真的需要主的怜悯。
We truly need the mercy of God.
因为我们的神是这样的爱我们。
Because the Lord loved us so much.
他把最好的要来赐给我们。
He wants to give us the best.
他知道我们天然人，我们真的是永远不可能做到的。
He understands that through our natural life, we will never be able to reach.
所以我们的主他道成了肉身。
So he became flesh.
他为我们来做成了这一切。
He has finished the work for us.
他那个无罪的，他为我们成为罪。
The one with no sin became sin.
为我们挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
He was hanged on the cross and bear our sin.
他那位义的代替我们这些不义的。
The righteous has bear replaced the unrighteous.
主做成的不只是讲到救恩为我们完成。
The Lord not only talks about the salvation has been completed.
他为我们开一条又新又活的道路。
He opened up this new, completely new way of life.
叫我们能够在这条路上从他来经过。
So all of us can experience on this way.
得着他一切的丰富。
To receive all his richness.
主为我们做成的实在是太伟大了。
What he has done was such a great thing.
弟兄姊妹，这条路叫做十字架的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this way is called the way of the cross.
这条路，这个门要进去，我们是因着信而入门的。
The gate is by faith we enter.
我们在这条路上行走，是因神儿子的信，我们能够活着。
And on this path, that because of the faith in the Lord that we live.
我们永远要说，他是爱我，为我舍己。
We always want to say, Lord, He loves us.And he died for us.
我们再来唱诗歌408首。
Let's sing the hymn again, 408.
时时刻刻。
Moment by moment.
与基督同死，他死算我死。
To die with him and to count us. To death would reckon as mine.
站起来，从第一节，我们来唱。
Let's all rise and by faith let's sing the verse one more time.
与基督同死，在死里更难，Living with Jesus on you.
Lord, Jesus, Christ, I thank you.